When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
KVJ cuts.
Oh, how is it that we have such a peaceful season? People could take out so much angst and anger on social media. You would think the holidays, everybody would be like nothing but, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. But no, it's people fighting about different things. Got some interesting scripts here. One about Scott, who hates the way his neighbors decorate for Christmas. So, of course, he has to go blast him on social media, and Scott, it all kind of backfires.
That sucks.
Yeah. I'll play the role of the very obnoxious Scott.
Okay.
We will have Virginia playing the role of Beth. Bird, we're going to have you be Brenda Lee.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
And Denny's, you can be Tucker. Okay. So here's what Scott had to say on social media on the Next Door page. Said, if you're going to put up Christmas lights, can you at least not make them look so trashy? Very disappointed with several of the houses on my street. Makes me want to just puke looking at them.
Well, who the hell peed in your hot cup of Joe this morning? I assume you're talking about me seeing I live on your street? You could have come over and had a conversation with me instead of being a little bitch on social media. Just saying.
Now, why in the hell would I come over to your place? What, so I can get bit by your stupid-ass pit bull? I know it's overly aggressive. I've heard the stories. Won't you just take down your broke-down decorations instead?
You're so dumb, Scott. I don't have a pit bull. I have a terrier.
Kind of a difference.
You'd think a guy like you would love Christmas, seeing you're built like Santa and all.
Scott, you have no room to talk. Your lawn looks like someone lit it on fire.
Hello?
And not to mention, your lime green house, it looks like you've been snotted on by the Jolly Green Giant.
Oh.
And P.S., you're very fat and annoying.
Here comes Tucker. Scott has the biggest mouth. All I want for Christmas is to shut it. You're a big fat baby, Scott. Karma will get you for how you've treated everyone on our street. God is not blind, and he sees everything. Yeah, douche.
Hell yeah. Get him, Tucker. Ebenezer Scott needs to watch his back. Who the hell complains about Christmas decorations anyway? I hope Santa pees in your eggnog.
Oh, wow, yeah, you guys really told me. You all suck, and so do your decorations. You're all loser potheads, and your opinions don't matter to anybody. This place has gone down so much in the last 10 years, mainly because of you guys, and we all know why. Pot, P-O-T, reefer, grass, wax, whatever you want to call it. It ruined this neighborhood. I hope y'all have a very terrible Christmas.
Sounds like Scott's got some other secrets on that street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pot bringing down the neighborhood. What do you think about that, Denny's?
Usually it brings the neighborhood together.
Yeah. Denny's wants to move there.
Yeah, this place sounds awesome.
Scott, what's the address?
Scott needs a little pot.
Here's another interesting post. We were sent screenshot taken of Sharon, who had some very harsh words for short men. Yeah, it kind of evolves then into some weird fight. I'll be obnoxious again. I'll play the role of Sharon.
You did a great job on the last one.
I'm good at being obnoxious.
You had a great douche voice.
Yeah. Virginia, you can be Franklin.
Okay.
Bird, I'll have you play Vince. And Denny's, you can be Timmy. Okay. I went on a date, and the guy was cute, but way too short. Sorry, but next. I'm not trying to date a guy who's shorter than me. 5'5" just does not cut the mustard, unless I'm trying to find a statue for my living room.
Hey, that's not cool to say. I'm on the shorter side, and it's girls like you who make it tough for guys like us. Why is it okay to make fun of a guy's height? You have crappy looking hair. Is it okay for me to make fun of that?
Okay, Franklin, first off, my hair is not crap. I paid $300 for this fine looking style. And why are you getting so butthurt about my post? I wasn't even talking about you. Lighten up, Tiny.
Tiny? Why you gotta call me Tiny? That's not cool. It's about the size of a man's heart, not the size of his height.
Here comes Timmy. At least you guys don't have a small dong like me.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn.
Damn, Timmy.
Oh, tiny Timmy. Oh, that's terrible.
Everybody talks about how bullying is terrible and how we shouldn't make fun of people for stuff they can't help. So why is it so funny to make fun of a guy's penis? I mean, it's not right and it's not fair. In fact, it's quite hurtful.
Thank you for saying that, Timmy. Nobody ever sticks up for guys who are born with a little less fruit in their looms. We have feelings too, but society, they don't care. We are the punchline and the butt of so many jokes. We are the forgotten people.
Okay, well, this is the most depressing thread I've ever seen. Some of you dudes need to grow a pair and stop acting so soft. You'll need to get laid acting like this, and it's never going to happen if you're looking for love. Jeez, I'm just so sorry I posted anything at all.
You said what you said, Sharon. Maybe the lesson is that bullying of any kind just isn't cool. People can't help their height or what's between their legs. It's not about being soft. It's about being seen. Do you see us?
Amen, Vince. Beautifully written. I'm so sharing your comments on social media.
Let's get one thing straight, too. Oh, I said I was on the shorter side with my height. Yeah, I'm 5'6", but my package size is fine and beautiful. We are plenty good in that department. Please, don't get that twisted.
Do you see me? Oh, man. Wow. Okay. Well, some very entertaining stuff. Thank you very much. Y'all did an amazing job acting that out.
Thank you.
If you ever see an interesting post like that, do a screenshot of it. You can send us an email, mail@kvjshow.com.
KVJ Cuts.
Hey, we appreciate you listening to the KVJ Show podcast, but you know you can also check out our e-blast as well. Just go to kvjshow.com and sign up, and we're going to send you what's happening, hot stuff for the weekend, things going on with the KVJ Show. Go sign up right now.